Attention all passengers. The Uber ride for Jeff's rugby team will depart in 5 minutes from platform 15. Your ride comes with 6 toilets and a refreshments carriage that you'll empty within 5 minutes. Thank you for booking your tickets on Uber.
Trains on Uber.
Somewhere inside you is a quiet voice that almost always knows the right answer. The problem, it's competing with a much louder one. The anxious voice, the overthinking, the fear that disguises itself as logic and talks to you out of what you actually know. So how do you tell them apart? How do you know when it's your intuition speaking and when it's just fear wearing a convincing mask? Today's guest has learned the answer the hardest way imaginable. When ignoring that inner voice nearly cost her everything. She's here today to help you hear yours before it has to shout. My guest today does work that feels more needed now than ever before. Martina is an EFT master trainer, the creator of MediTap Method, and an Oxford Speaks talker. And she is amazing. She helps people reconnect with their own inner voice so they can live with more clarity, confidence, and calm. Her work blends the nervous system science, somatic awareness, and more than 15 years of experience along her own remarkable story of transformation. Her philosophy is beautiful. It's simplicity. She doesn't fix people. She returns them back to themselves. Martina, I am so excited to have you on the show. I'd like to welcome you to The Advisor. I'm just so happy that you're here with us today.
Thank you so much, Stacey. I'm so grateful for the invitation and I can't wait to start.
Well, let's start then because, you know, let's go straight to the question. I think everyone wrestling with a big decision wants answered. So many of us can't tell the difference between our intuition and our anxiety. They feel like they're almost identical in the moment. So how do you actually tell them apart?
Fear is very loud, right? Fear, actually, first I'm going to say something important. Fear is not always something bad. Fear sometimes is information, very important information, because our subconscious mind will pick up something from the environment.
Yeah.
This is much more information than our conscious mind ever could.
Right.
But when we are overwhelmed by fear, we don't hear anything.
Right.
We cannot connect with ourselves. We don't hear our intuition. We cannot hear that inner voice that it's saying, don't go there or go there. So fear kind of makes us small and intuition expands us.
Yeah.
And we can see the difference because the fear will start with the stories, with those huge, scary stories. It will talk us out of something. And intuition is quiet. It doesn't need anything from us. And it's this feeling of expansion behind. Yeah. I will share my personal story.
How fear
overcome my intuition and my truth. So 5 years ago, I was misdiagnosed and heavily treated for the condition I didn't have. And I almost died.
Wow.
Before that happened, I wasn't feeling well for months. And I actually knew that something is going on in my body. I could felt it. But I was always the strong one, the energetic one. So I was just going, doing, and I actually love my work, but I was pushing too hard. I worked 7 days a week, almost all day long, and I didn't take care of myself. After a while, it became worse. And one day I collapsed and I realized I really have to see the doctor and see what is going on. And in the moment when doctor told me that I have a Lyme disease and overgrowth of another bacteria, somehow I knew, Stacey. I knew it was wrong. And when he started to talk about the treatment, he wanted to put me on a very heavy antibiotics, among yeah. other medications, supplements. And I just knew it's the wrong way to go. everything inside me was screaming, but at the same time, my mind was screaming. The fear was super loud. I started to think about my son. At that time, I was a single mom. My work depended on me showing up every day. My partner was there. He was so worried. And the doctor keep repeating, like, Martina, there's no other way. We have to go through it. We have to be aggressive. And I gave in. And I took the medications. And after a few weeks, I was feeling worse and worse and worse. And I realized I have to do more tests. I visit some other doctors, and all the prognoses were quite bad. And the last prognosis, when I heard it from a doctor, she actually told me very directly, like, you're a goner. You're not going to survive the next cold. Mm-hmm. I wasn't scared in that moment. It's almost like everything stopped.
Yeah.
Me, it was like, I'm done. I'm done with this.
Mm-hmm.
I'm done with listening everybody else, myself, my intuition, my inner voice. So I stopped. I turned off my phone. I threw away all the medications, and I became very, very, very quiet. And I came back to myself. I started to listen to my body. I started to follow my intuition. And I have to mention something that was very devastating in all of this as well. In my region, I'm known as Angel Whisperer.
Mm-hmm.
20 years ago, I had this beautiful spiritual experience. Like, literally, angels showed up in my room. And everything changed since then. So I was working with people. I was teaching them how to connect with their intuition, with their guidance, and I neglected mine because of all of the noise. My nervous system was overwhelmed because it was too loud. So I needed time. I needed time to stop, to question everything. And even though it was a very challenging period of my life,
yeah,
so many hidden blessings were there. I learned a lot about myself, and I also find a new way how to approach heavy emotions, overwhelm, emotional, physical pain. And I created something I really like and love. It's a MediTap method you mentioned.
Mm-hmm.
So a combination of meditation, breath work, and EFT tapping. I also love very much.
I love that. I love that. That's a beautiful story. It really is. And it really is inspiring. Now, what does true intuition like feel like in the body, like versus fear or overthinking dressed up as a gut feeling?
I believe that we all have something different we will feel in the moment. You know, somebody will actually say, like, I have this gut feeling, right?
Yeah.
Like, mm-hmm. my gut feeling is saying to me, go there. So
yeah.
It's a kind of a very strong inner knowing. We just don't know. Where does it come from? But
yeah.
We know. And it's almost like everything inside is pulling us towards it. Like, I had that experience so many times, and it's almost unexplainable, but it's there. It's palpable. And what I've noticed with intuition, it doesn't ask anything of us. I like to say it comes from the purest part of us, where there's no conditioning, no
yeah.
fear. No trauma. There's no noise out there. So the energy of intuition is very calm.
Mm-hmm.
It's sometimes it can be pushing.
Yeah.
But in a very gentle way.
Yeah.
And fear, it's not. And anxiety, it's not.
Right.
Emotional overwhelm, it's not.
Right.
Right.
I love that. And why do we like so often talk ourselves out of what we quietly know is the right choice? Or, you know, we do that all the time.
Yeah, we do that all the time, unfortunately.
Yeah.
Very often, it's some kind of a safety issue. We feel safe. And so many times people come to me, and there was a period of time when I was doing a lot of what I call angel reading.
Yes.
So came to me, asked me, like, what my angels are telling me, what is the guidance you feel?
Yeah.
And everybody wants to know, right? Tell
yeah.
me, what where to go, what's my purpose? So we all have questions, right? But what I realize, so many times we actually don't want to listen, don't want to hear that maybe the answer is somewhere else, not where we want to be.
Yeah.
So sometimes we just want to stay where we are. We want to feel safe. And sometimes that conditioning, it's so strong. Our old story about ourselves, about our life, is so strong that we don't have enough energy, enough courage to actually go for it. So many times, it's not about not hearing the inner guidance. It's not about not being connected.
Right.
It very often, it's not having energy, like I didn't have the energy in that moment.
Right.
Following through. Sometimes it's a lack of courage or something else.
I love that. This is where your work goes deeper than just trust your gut. You teach that the body and the nervous system are central to the inner knowing, and that it isn't woo, it's, you know, physiology. Like, help us understand.
I believe that our body can become a sanctuary. We can teach our body to become that. We can embody that calm that we need to not only hear ourselves, but to also have enough energy to go further. So when I started my work, like I said, 20 years ago, angel showed up in my room. I was a very grounded person. For me, it was a lot. And I wasn't in a hurry to tell everybody, I saw an angel. I can hear them. I can see them. I was shy. My self-esteem was very low. So I needed tools to actually help myself to overcome all of that.
Right.
And how EFT came into my life. EFT is a beautiful tool, and it can help us exactly with that.
Right.
To become more resilient and to regulate our nervous system. So it's a very simple tool. There are many studies around it. More than 300 peer-reviewed studies, golden standard studies, that shows that when you do the tapping, when you use EFT, you become more resilient. You can deal with your anxiety. You can deal with your depression, PTSD, cravings, so many things.
Right.
And the study shows that when you do the tapping, you are actually calming the parts of your brain that are connected with stress.
Yes.
And there is one beautiful study that shows that when you do the tapping, you can decrease the cortisol level by like 43%. It's amazing. So that helped me realize at the beginning of my work that when I actually communicate with my body, that I can embody that change. I can stay more present, more resilient. But like I said, in one moment, it got, I forgot about myself. I forgot about all of that work.
Mm-hmm.
And in the last period of my life, I needed something even more gentler than tapping.
Yeah.
Like I said, I became very quiet. I have done so many meditation during that period of time.
Like, yeah.
See, I was doing like walking meditations, cooking meditations. Any kind of meditation. And it helped me not only to regulate my nervous system, but also to tap into what is behind all of those emotions, all of that mental noise. And it helped me to know myself better. So that's how Meditap was born. I started to connect that meditation, that tapping with also my breath. I realized in that period that when I do a certain breathing, that it also calms my nervous system, that I feel more calm and more safe in my body. And when we embody that safety, our perspective shifts. I can say my perspective shifted a lot when I work with clients. I can see it almost every day. So it's beautiful. And there are many tools that can help us to actually come there.
I love that. Now, what's actually happening in the body when we're disconnected from ourselves, like living in stress and overthinking?
We are completely disconnected, right? What is happening, like our cortisol, it's high. We are in constant fight or flight response. Very often we are in freeze. I like to say for the freeze response, it's like playing dead response. It's like don't look at me. I don't even exist. And we are too long in that response. Like our immunity shuts down. And the consequences can be quite bad.
Yeah.
Like for instance, I was for too long in that fight and flight response. And unfortunately, I didn't have enough energy in that moment to actually follow what is right for me.
Right.
So, yeah.
I feel like when we are in that mode and we are so stressed and we are disconnected with ourselves, I feel like our immunity system kind of crashes, and it's kind of, we open the doors to all these different illnesses and diseases. And, you know, it's basically like opening the door and saying, come and get me, you know, I can't fight you. So come on in. And that's when you see people start really getting sick and they start going downhill. And, you know, I remember I was doing a show one time and, you know, last time I had checked, it was 70% of illnesses are caused by stress. Then I had a Harvard professor come on and he said, no, 100% of illnesses is caused by stress. So, you know, just think of that, how powerful stress is and how it could destroy our lives if we let it.
Yes, exactly. But it's also something around stress. Sometimes the belief that stress is dangerous can be more dangerous than stress itself.
Yeah.
Because actually our beliefs shapes our reality and it affects our biology.
Yeah.
So it is very important not only to address stress, not only to do something about it, but very often it's very important to actually look into our attitude towards life, into our beliefs. What is behind it? Why am I doing this to myself? Why am I in this constant fight and flight and freeze?
Yeah.
That is a very important part of that journey as well.
Now, why is it that we literally cannot hear our inner voice when our nervous system is kind of dysregulated?
It's let me put it very simply. There is something called a brain hand model, and I'm going to show it like this. So let's say that this is a so-called reptile part of our brain, our instincts, like all of these things we are doing every day. Like we don't have to think about breathing, right? We don't have to think how will we eat or all of those stuff. And let's say that this part of our brain is emotional brain.
Yeah.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And here is our amygdala hippocampus. So let's say that this is our smart brain,
right?
Our neocortex.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
We are very overwhelmed, emotionally overwhelmed. What happened? Our amygdala hippocampus is triggered. And what happens? We are disconnected.
Yes.
We are disconnected with the part of our brain that actually knows something.
Right.
This is the simplest way I can explain it. I even sometimes when I work with kids, that's the way they understand it. And that's the way I understand it. And I like to explain things like I'm explaining to children.
I think that's the best way to do it, because I think a lot of times when someone is unfamiliar with a topic, it will go right over their head unless we simplify it. And that's the best way to explain anything to anybody, to be honest with you.
Yeah. Thank you for that. Thank you for that. And I like that people explain that to me.
Well, yeah, 100%. 100%. You know, I remember one time my doctor was explaining something to me. And I, you know, I just came out of surgery and I was still under anesthesia and I was still out of it. And he's trying to explain what happened and all the in details. And I'm just looking at him and I'm so confused. So he got out his notepad and he started making stick figures. And he was, you know, and he was explaining through like Pictionary, like the game where you make stick figures and you're drawing like I was first grade, but I was like, I got it. I understood. And I was like, thank you for that. I was like, okay, I understand, you know? So it is good to simplify things, you know? Now, I want to go back for a second, back to, you know, when you were telling your personalized story in the beginning. I'm curious, what was that time like? And what was the moment you realized that you had to truly start listening to yourself?
Like I said, the moment when I got the last very bad prognosis.
Mm-hmm.
Realized, like, it's wrong from the beginning.
Right.
If I were listening to myself, I wouldn't be in this situation.
Right.
And like I said, I have this, you know, spirituality is a very big part of my life. After 20 years, after Angel showed up in my room,
yeah,
I was able to see the world differently, to mm-hmm. feel things differently. So I was actually guided. I could even hear my angels telling me, like, slow down. And when I realized that I wasn't living my truth, that I was so disconnected from myself, I realized, okay, I need to stop.
Right.
I need to silence everything. And I was questioning everything, Stacey. I was questioning even my work. I was questioning myself. And then I realized that I need to be more kind to myself. I realized that during all of that period, I was pushing myself too much.
Yeah.
I realized that actually I decided to embody what I was teaching others, like, fully. So I'm so sorry, Stacey.
Okay.
For a moment, I lost my.
No.
I lost the track of my thought. So where were we?
You were saying at that given moment, at that moment, mm-hmm.
So in that period, I was so determined to connect with my truth and to listen myself, no matter what is going on around me. And in some moments, you know what? I had a feeling that I was like Julia Roberts. You know that movie when she ran away from her wedding? Runaway Bride, right?
Yeah.
There was this scene when she was making all of those eggs and she tried to realize what kind of eggs she liked.
Right.
And sometimes I was feeling the same, but I wasn't searching for my preferences. I was searching for my truth, like what is behind all of those beliefs? What is behind this emotional overwhelm? What is behind those thoughts? And I realized something, that true self-trust comes from the intimacy of who you are.
Yeah.
When you finally feel yourself, when you finally connect with yourself, when you know your values, when you know your yeses, when you know your no,
mm-hmm.
you start to trust the one who is making the decisions. You start to trust yourself. And after that, I don't allow myself anymore to disconnect so much that I don't hear myself. Of course, we all have challenging moments. But when I realize that I'm in some kind of overwhelmed or that I'm losing myself, I stop. I stop and I go all over again.
Yeah. Now, for the listeners out there, if you've been feeling disconnected from yourself, pulled in every direction, unsure which inner voice to trust, this conversation is going to feel like a deep breath that you didn't even know that you needed. Follow The Advisor with Stacey Chalemi right now. Every week, we bring you the experts who help you reconnect with yourself and live with more clarity and calm. Now, let's give people something that they didn't actually feel, because awareness is wonderful, you know, but the tools, change lives. You've created the MediTap, a method that you went over, a method that combines breath work, meditation, and tap-in. You know, can you tell us just a little bit more and how it does help quiet the mental noise so that the inner voice can actually come through?
Of course. First, I'm going to tell something about EFT because it's a part of it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, EFT is very simple method. You use your two fingers and you tap on a specific point on your body. And while you are doing it, you are sending a calming signal to the parts of your brain that are connected with stress response. So just gently tap on beginning of your eyebrow, side of the eye, under the eye, under the nose, like middle of your chin, and under your collarbone. And there is one more point. It's under your arm. It's like 4 inches from your armpit.
Okay.
So when you do this, you actually resetting your nervous system. And there is also a beauty in a rhythmic breath. For instance, when you inhale and you, let's say, count to 4, and you exhale and you count to 6. So mm-hmm. your inhale is shorter than your exhale.
Yes.
You are not only that you are sending the calming signal to the parts of your, you are actually are able to hold that calm.
Yeah.
So the combination of tapping or just touching or massaging the point and the breathing, it can help you a lot. And when you combine that with a meditation, like, I like to say that meditation actually opens the door for the transformation to land. And I'm going to share a story how did actually it happened.
Yeah.
Like, there was a day I was experiencing some heavy pain in my hip.
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted to go to sleep and the pain was annoying, but I just wasn't in the mood to do the tapping.
Yeah.
Because often we have to find the root cause beneath it, and I was too tired for it.
Right.
And I just start to tap, and I was breathing, and I felt the energy of the pain in the head. And I actually invited my angels. I asked God to help me because I was so tired.
Yeah.
And I was breathing through the pain, and I was feeling the energy in my body. I was feeling the energy around me, my energy centers, and the pain was gone.
Wow.
And the first time, I didn't even put too much attention to it.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But next time, when I experienced the same thing, I was like, oh my God, here is something.
Yeah.
It's something here. And I started to do it with my clients, and the results were amazing.
Right.
Like, it's similar, but different approach, much more gentler than anything I was doing before.
Right.
And I really like it. And my clients are loving it as well.
I love that. And for the listeners who feel like anxious and overwhelmed right now, is there a simple version of this that they could try today?
Today, like I said, you can try. Like, just a gentle tapping or massaging the points or touching the points and just breathing. You can count your breath on every point. You can count your inhale to 4, your exhale to 6. And there, if that is not working for you, make it 3, 5, but make sure that your exhale is longer than your inhale.
Yeah.
And just gently, gently tap or massage or touch your points, like we went through all of them.
Uh-huh.
And you will see after like a minute, 2, 5, if you have 5 minutes for this,
mm-hmm.
you will really be able to see that your body is calming down. And you can go even further with this. So this is like very short version, and it's like actually basic EFT breathing and tap combination.
Mm-hmm.
But you want to go even further.
Mm-hmm.
Allow yourself while you are doing it, and when you feel your calm, try to connect with the one that is behind the emotion, behind all of this emotional overwhelm. And it's almost, you can even ask your question, who am I without this?
Yeah.
Who am I without this? And you will find that that behind it's somebody who is actually calm, who knows what needs to be done, mm-hmm. who can see like the exit from the situation. And when you connect with that part of yourself, you can allow that part of yourself to come forth. And sometimes I do a process of, let's say, embodying
yes.
that energy, embodying that feeling. But it's very hard to do it in 5 minutes, yeah. especially if you are overwhelmed.
Yeah. But yeah.
the simple tapping and breathing will definitely help you. And after a while, if you feel that calm, go even further.
I love that. You know, I have two Shih Tzus. I do it on my Shih Tzus, and I do it on their face and their sides. They all automatically close their eyes, and they get so calm and relaxed. Even the dogs love it. Like if you hit the certain points on their face, and you know, they just totally become completely calm and relaxed, and they just lay there like I can't even explain it. But my dogs love when I do tapping on their face, and I do it right between their eyes, and I do it above their eyes. They're like in seven heaven.
That's amazing. I'm so glad that you share this. I do it with my dog, especially when on New Year's Eve. Oh my God, he's so afraid of the fireworks yeah. uh-huh. and all the noise, and I just gently tap his back, like spine, and it actually helps a lot.
It does. It really does. It's so fun to watch their facial expressions when you're doing it. You could see they're loving every moment. It's like they get so calm and relaxed, and they really enjoy it. Now I have a question for you. Your whole philosophy is that you don't fix people, you return them to themselves. And I find that so moving. Like, what does it actually look like to come home to yourself and start living from that calm, clear place instead of stress and fear?
Like I said, there's nothing to fix, but there is a lot to remember, right?
Right.
When you go, I don't know why I'm doing this. It's such But beneath the emotion, beneath all of that noise, you've realized that everything is there already.
Yeah.
So just have to remember that we have everything we need in the moment.
Yeah.
We know everything we need. Like, for instance, so many people think that intuition is something mystical, that
right.
it's something they need to learn. It's not something you add. It's something that it's only covered. It's
right.
covered. Your fear, by your noise, by conditioning, traumas. So when you peel away all of that, it's not about fixing. It's about remembering who is behind.
Yeah.
Behind, it's always so beautiful.
Yeah.
And when it showed up, we can see it, right, Stacey?
Yeah.
I believe you can feel it and we can see it. Everything changes, like the posture changes, the
yes.
expression on their face. It's like letting a light.
100%.
Yeah. It's not about fixing. So many people get lost in it, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
When I fix this in my life, I'm going to be ready for this. When I fix this, when I do this, it's not about that. It's about remembering that everything is here and now.
Yes. 100%. Oh, I love how you phrase that, because it's so true. And you hear people say that so many times, you know, I'm going to fix this, then I'll do this, then I'll do this. And it's not about fixing. It's about living in the present moment and making little tweaks and little, and just doing, you know, what your intuition is telling you, what you're feeling, you know, and getting rid of that fear, because that fear is blocking that intuition. It's blocking the emotions in your heart. You know, you got to face those fears. You got to push through them and really listen to your intuition and listen to your heart, because those two will always steer you in the right direction.
Exactly. Exactly. And I have to mention one more thing.
Mm-hmm.
Recently, like it was like probably 2 weeks ago. One day I was in a meditation and I don't know why this question popped up in my head. Like, what healed me? And I started to answering myself, well, I changed my diet, meditation helped me, this and this. And the question was there still. And then in one moment, it came to me, surrendering
yes.
and humble healed me. When I start to believe that there is something bigger than me,
yeah,
when I invite the angels, the God into my life, mm-hmm. and when I put God in the equation, I realize that actually saved my life.
I love that. I love that. And for someone who feels like they've lost touch with who they really are, what's the very first step toward their own inner knowing?
I would say that the first step is to allow themselves to really pause, to become very quiet. It can be very challenging. And it is often.
Yeah.
Yourself with the tools you have. Maybe somebody knows something that can help them. Use the knowledge you have.
Yeah.
You can do the tapping. You can do the breathing, some meditation, but put yourself in your schedule.
Yeah.
Show up for yourself every day, every day. It's mm-hmm. so essential. We forgot so easily, especially when we got better, you know? Like,
yeah.
when we are in the need, we will do everything, right?
Yeah.
But then better, and it's like I felt it. I was quite cocky sometimes, but life stopped me. And today I realize I have to show up for myself every day.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I also do with my clients when we begin the work. We yeah. begin with the truth, with the question, are you willing to show up for yourself every day?
100%. Yes. I love that.
So make that decision.
Yes. Now, you've lived the cost of not listening to your inner voice and your profound healing that came when you finally did. So what do you most want someone to understand about that quiet voice inside them and about what becomes possible when they finally start to trust it?
First, it's there. It's always there. Our intuition is there. We all have it.
Mm-hmm.
Also, we are not alone. Nobody is alone in this world. So connect with that. Know that you are not alone. You are supported and you can do it. We all can do it.
Yes.
And start following synchronicities. Start following those small things that appear in every day. And if you feel that there is a resistance or some fear coming out, mm-hmm. breathe through it. Like I'm going to say, do it anyway. Sometimes yeah. too hard to do it anyway.
Right.
You need something before doing it. But like I said, and I'm going to repeat because I really do believe that this is very important. Show up for yourself. Be determined that if you know that you want a change, demonstrate it.
Yes.
And when we are courageous enough to demonstrate it,
mm-hmm.
what I find, the universe, the God will support us more and more and more. And synchronicities will show up. Some new things will arrive into our lives. New people, new situations. And enjoy.
Yes.
Celebrate those small steps towards yourself. Don't forget yeah. to celebrate.
I love that. I love that. Now, can you tell us about the services you provide?
There is something I am very happy about right now. I'm releasing my Oxford class program. It's a 15 lessons that are guiding you how to remove all of that layers that preventing you from listening to your intuition and to follow it through. So it's out there. You can find it on my website, Divine Self Awakening. Also in September, there will be this beautiful membership opportunity where I'm going to put a lot of meditation, angel, daily angel guidance, the angel cards, and so much more. And I'm super excited. And I just know that when we connect with that intuition and when we start following, everything starts to change. That's yeah. why I'm excited.
Mm-hmm. I love it. And you also, I remember before the discussion, before we started recording, you said you had some promotions that were going on also.
Yes. For everyone who will listen to this podcast, they have an opportunity to have 20% of discount and the opportunity to try the membership for 3 months fully free.
I love it. Now, for everyone out there, it turns out that clarity, you know, what we're all searching for was never outside of us. It's been waiting quietly within us, underneath the noise, the stress, and the fear, for us to slow down and listen. Now, Martina has lived the power of that truth. And today she reminded us all that the wisdom we need is already inside us. And if we're willing to come home to ourselves and hear it, we can become the people that we were once before. And we can connect with ourselves and not fix ourselves, but be able to live in the present moment and live our life to our full potential, where we can look in the mirror and be happy with the person we see every day. And I can't thank you enough, Martina, for coming on the show today and doing everything you do. This conversation, you know, has been amazing. And I just want to, you know, let people know, if this conversation stirred something within you, and share it with someone who has been searching for clarity and for getting to look within. And I have to say that I was really, you know, blown away with all the different techniques that you have and the tools that you've created. And I really feel that in our world today, so many people are disconnected with themselves. You could see it when, you know, you look around and you talk to people, or sometimes you listen to people, or you're in groups and you can just tell people are disconnected. Or you could see just on the news and you can see on TV, you know, people are not connected with themselves the way they should be. And if we connect with ourselves the way we should, you know, life could be so much more fulfilling, and we could just, you know, and we could have a healthy, happy, and productive life. And that's all everybody wants for themselves. And you really show us how, you know, through all of the strategies and tools you went over today. And I got to thank you so much for sharing your story, because it really, it's hard sometimes to share our personal stories. And I don't think people realize that, because people, you know, easily share it. But at the same time, it's really bringing emotions to the surface. And it's always not so easy to talk about it. And you had the courage today to come on, share your story, share how you overcame your crisis, and how now you're moving on and you become the person that you want to be. And now you're teaching others how to do the same. So I really got to commend you and give you kudos for everything that you're doing. I really love what you're doing. And I hope you'll be on the show in the future, and then we can talk some more. And I, you know, if there's one thing you want people to remember from our conversation today, what would that be?
Choose yourself, and be determined in choosing yourself all over again.
I love it. I love it. Thank you, Martina. This has been wonderful.
Thank you, Stacey. This was really beautiful. And thank you so much for holding the space the way you hold it for me. I really enjoyed it. Thank you so much.
Thank you. You have a great day.
You as well.